It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. How is the police department involved with the Red Tag program?
As you may know, we have about 172 red tagged homes. So what is a red tagged home? It is a house that has been identified as being abandoned, vacant, or it's a hazard. You know, if you drive through town, you're going to see some of those where roofs have caved in, doors are kicked in, and the city posts a red tag on those residences that are essentially not habitable. And then if the owner fails to take action, eventually, after a hearing process and notification process, those red tagged homes can ultimately end up being on a condemnation list, which could lead to their ultimate destruction and removal. It's a long, tedious process to go through all the legal hurdles. But in the meantime, we still have these abandoned homes. Now, we try to work with Public Works to board those up. They're posted with a red tag, which basically means you can't trespass, be on the property, be in the building. But we also know that there are times where transients get in there, kids get in there. We don't want any of those things. Some of those red tagged homes people have gone into, they've tried to keep warm during the winter, and the next thing you know, we have a fire and a house fire. We don't want that either. So what the police department is now doing is that in our available time, officers are going around to the neighbors of those red tagged homes, and we have a door hanger that we put on the neighbor's residence, alerting them to the address of the nearest red tagged home to their residence. We're basically just asking them to be eyes and ears. If they see anybody hanging around there, doing anything, lurking around, to give the police department a call, then we can respond. If we find somebody there, then we'll arrest them for trespassing, and then we pass that information on that maybe that red-tagged home needs to be better secured, hopefully by Public Works working with a code enforcement officer. And then on the other side of that door hanger that we will leave is kind of a little bit of a splurge talking about Nextdoor.com, which we've talked about here on the air before. This is the 21st century version of electronic neighborhood watch. Right now, we have well over 500 homes that have signed up, and we're going to continue to encourage people to sign up at Nextdoor.com to learn about the information in their neighborhoods. And also, it's another way for the police department to share information, alerts, crime prevention suggestions.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.